The 1999 Salt Lake Sunstone Symposium presents Session 241, a comedy, We Have Met the Mormons and They Are Us, with Becky Linford, Jeff Hagen, Matthew Workman.
Thank you for coming out. I am not Calvin Grondahl. I came here to see him, too. He isn't here. But if he were here, I'm sure he would draw amusing caricatures of all of you. And apparently he takes an amusing feature of you and accentuates it and puts it in some sort of witty Mormon context. But that's not going to happen. But maybe next year, a little something to look forward to next year. I'm Matt Workman, and I'm 30 years old. That's all you need to know right now. But I'll be doing more things later on. This is not what I'm actually doing. This is Calvin Grondahl's job. I'm doing his job now. So I'm not really prepared to do his job, so work with me on this. And I'm not used to doing comedy at a podium either. You should start with a hymn or something. But it doesn't adjust either, you'll notice, so I'm kind of down here. Okay, so I'm not, well, I could use that one now that you've suggested it, but it's kind of a difficult, that's a long ways over there from here. That looks like about 8 miles away. Okay, well, this is enough of making you all uncomfortable. So we're going to go into some real top flight comedy. We have Becky Linford from Virginia, which was a part of the Confederacy, was it not? Oh, she's in Orrin Hatch's ward. Oh, good. We're going to get some conservative Republican comedy tonight, this afternoon. And it should be very good. We're going to start with the Home Shopping Network? These are items available for purchase. So I'll give it up for Becky Linford and, Becky Linford, the Mormon Shopping Network.
I am thrilled to be with you here today. You know, I am currently writing my dissertation on early modern European history, and therefore I watch a lot of TV. I also have a 6-year-old daughter who loves Barbie. And, you know, I've just kind of gotten into this whole Barbie thing a little bit later in life. And I understood that this year is actually Barbie's 40th birthday. I am moved, and I am just thrilled to be here today to share with you our latest line of Barbies. Now, not all of these are Barbies that are appropriate for our church, but most of them are. You know, we need to become a worldwide church. We need to open our arms and embrace diversity and welcome all colors, creeds, nationalities, different people, into our fold. And I just am so excited to share this with you on our home shopping network, our family home shopping network, that can be seen anytime on Channel 82 as you're channel surfing. And right now we're going to have my husband help us look at some of these Barbies that have just come out. Let's see, our first one on our list here is Feminist Career Gal Barbie. Oh, I just love her. Look at her. She is strong. She has a professional suit on. She has a briefcase somewhere that I guess she's dropped off maybe on the way to daycare to drop the kids off. What do you think? She is just a wonderful role model, and she is strong, invincible, and whoa, man, huh? Isn't she a great little gal to hold up for a career and an empowered African-American woman? That's what we really want in our church. We need more diversity. We need to embrace diversity. You come on in. So thanks. That is item number 06719. There's only 47 of them left, so we want to get those phone calls in made soon. The 800 number will be displayed momentarily. So Career Gal Barbie is our first one. Now, the second one might seem a little bit different. You know, our kids are seeing an awful lot of just junk on television these days, and I kind of shudder having to explain some of the things that we see on some of the channels. Like, we were watching that Ally McBeal a while back, and I've got a 10-year-old son that's Mr. Curious, Mr. Inquisitive, and he asked to explain, you know, what was that deal when that man was spread eagle handcuffed on the bed and the woman was wearing some strange things and had a whip? And so imagine how relieved and grateful I am when we got Dominatrix Barbie. Now, she comes complete with negligee and also handcuffs. And this is going fast. I would really urge you to call fast, call now, and get Dominatrix Barbie. That's item number 07321. Write that down, 07321, at only $19.99, including handcuffs. That's a bargain. Let's see, what would our next one be? Let me see on my list. Where is that? Number three, where are you? Oh, now I'm sure glad this gal hasn't been busy lately. This one would be our Shiite terrorist Barbie. Now, I wonder if she knows Osama bin Laden. What do you think? She only comes with chemical warfare weapons. She doesn't come with any of the traditional Uzis or AK-47s, unfortunately. You know, there's been so much talk about weapons and stuff with our kids that we just decided to go with the chemical warfare. She's item 32196. Going for $14.95, so that's a real bargain, especially with those chemical weapons. Let's see, number four. Oh, this is so pertinent today, especially for us here in Utah. How many times have you been driving on the freeway and you've run into construction, delays on I-15, I-80, State Street? For heaven's sakes, you can't go anywhere in this valley, in this state. Why, we were up in Logan, weren't we, the other day? They've torn that whole lovely little hamlet up. You can't drive any place. And so perfect, we've got Road Rage Barbie. Look at her eyebrows. She's not happy. And she comes complete with accessories of leather jacket, boots, and a baseball bat. No weapons again. She's item 23219. 23219, let's get those calls in. There's only 23 of them left. Okay, moving along. Let's see, number five. This is so moving. You know, how many of you saw Titanic? How many of you witnessed that movie? Rose and Jack. Didn't you just love him in that Leonardo DiCaprio? And Celine Dion, wasn't she just fabulous in that song? My heart will go on forever. Well, we have Titanic Barbie and Ken. And isn't this lovely? Kirk is going to demonstrate how this works. This is just fabulous. They come complete with pitcher and ice water container. That's right, dear. That's it. Just dump it right in there. We get some more ice there. And staying true to the movie, Jack dies. But he gave up his life for Rose. Oh, this has got to be one of my favorites. And I hope you'll act fast. This is item 71732. Item 71732 comes complete with pitcher and an ice maker, if you act now. Thanks. Let's move on. Number six. Oh, like I said, you know, we're so impressed with the diversity in our community these days and how we should embrace all types. We can all fall on hard times in these days. You know, the economic times, we just don't have any kind of security that we're going to have a job when we wake up in the morning, for heaven's sakes. I mean, I'm so lucky to have this job. This is the best job in the world. I wouldn't give it up for anything. But, you know, you never know when you might be falling on hard times. And that's why we're glad that we have public assistance, Barbie. Public assistance, Barbie. So we can have an example of how to work both the state and the church welfare systems. Isn't that great to have two supports to lean on? She comes complete with high chair and three children of varying ethnic backgrounds. Isn't that great? I just love this multicultural single parent example and family. Now, moving on. Oh, here's another one. It's fun for the whole family. How many of y'all saw Jurassic Park? One of my favorites. I mean, with the things that those computers are able to do, it looks real. Well, you know, and my son has all these little plastic dinosaurs and stuff, and so I just fell in love with this next item. This is item 23219. This would be Jurassic Barbie. Thank you. Jurassic Barbie, this looks like no little walk in the park, does it? But see, it's fun for the whole family. The boys can just rip her head off and attack, and then this one's got a hold of one arm, and this guy's got a leg. Like I said, 23219 at 1995, complete with three dinosaurs. This is a bargain, too. Be calling on that one. Okay, Jurassic, where else have we got here? Number eight, where is our number eight? Oh, this is a good one for Utah County. How many of you gals especially are just enthralled with the new skin products that we can come up with that keep our skin looking fresh, vibrant, and young, and using those interesting human byproducts as the basis for their formulas? Well, we have here New Skin Barbie. This little gal has been the tester in the lab, but look how fresh and sun-free, free from sunspots, that her face looks. She's item 71762, and that's going too, and she's a bargain at only $12.95. So get those calls coming in, okay? Let's see. Where shall our next one come from? Oh, how many of you have been following this horrible debate in Congress about, you know, the Second Amendment? And they're trying to take away our rights to possess guns, and it's just not right. I'm telling you, it's just not right. We just can't trust these people in Washington anymore, and our Second Amendment rights are being trampled on, and we are so grateful to the NRA for coming up with this educational line of NRA gun-toting Barbie. See that? Now, she comes complete with the vest, the goat roper vest, and also a gun. And I think this works, doesn't it, sweetheart? Yes. Can you figure out how that works? So you're not actually hurting anyone, but it teaches the young children at an early age how to handle the weapons. And this is important. Thank you so much, dear. Let's see. Now, our next Barbie. Oh, once again, it's important to embrace diversity and those different lifestyles. And a lot of us here in Utah think, well, we're not that different, or we're all pretty much the same right here in Utah. And also religiously, you know, we forget that there's other religions around, and even that there's other branches of our own religion around here. So it's important to teach our young people to be open to diversity and to different ways of living your lives. And here's our action figure now of Fundamentalist Ken. This is Fundamentalist Patriarch Ken. Okay, he is just fabulous. He is really representative of our friends to the south, isn't he? And sometimes they're just right here in the Salt Lake Valley. You never know. That's the fun thing about diversity. You just never know. And he also comes with this fabulous bargain. This is the 3-pack sister wife Barbie pack. Now, it's just unfortunate that they didn't come with the proper attire, but that'll give you something to do. They come in sizes of 3, 6, and 9 sister wife packs. That is item 27232. 27232. And with Fundamentalist Patriarch Ken and the 3 sister wife pack, comes to only $29.95. So let's act on that now, shall we? Let's see. What is our next item? Oh, okay, now we're going to switch to our more Mormon ward kind of Barbies that we need to get acquainted with. How many of you all have had that horrible calling of activities committee chairman? Raise of hands. Oh, what did you do in the previous life to deserve this? Oh. I myself have had this calling and literally have had to rack my brain, tear my hair out, stand on my head to get the freaking ward members to show up to the stinking activity that I have spent 900 hours preparing for this freaking thing. And who is ultimately responsible? Me! Not the bishop, not the ward members that don't show up, not the bishop or counselors that are supposed to be supporting me. Who shows up? Nobody! Nobody to help me! And so we have Activities Committee Chairman Barbie. Enough said. All righty. Which one were we on? We were on number 10. Oh, now I just love our next one. He comes from a line inspired by Arnold Freiberg. Now, he's just the kind of prophet, priest, and bodybuilder that we want to hold up for our children to emulate. This is the Nephi action figure. Notice the blonde hair, even though he is from the Middle East. Notice the rippling muscles, even though he was only 14, and that was pushing it. But this is what we want our young men especially to be playing with. And it's so handy. You can take him to church. You can take him to school. You can take him anywhere. He fits right in on any occasion. And he is item 66666. 66666 at only $10.95. He's one of our better bargains. All righty. Let's see. Where are we? Were we on item 12, sweetie? I can't find item 12. Oh, here it is. Now, the Young Women Program has been trying to stress values in our dress. Values and standards for our standards nights. And it's all because of this little gal. We have Temple Prep Skipper, who is wearing inappropriate attire. You notice that her midriff is exposed, and this is unacceptable. But it's still a sort of user-friendly way to teach our young women about inappropriate and appropriate dress. She could not go to the temple and be baptized for the dead in this sort of attire. And so what a wonderful way to show our gals what kind of dress we should be wearing. She's only $9.95, and she is item 327. Let's see, 1-6, 3-2-7-1-6. So let's get those calls in on Temple Prep Skipper. Oh, now the next one, I'm going to get moved here thinking about this one. Have you got them ready for us, hon? Oh, you do. You know, I'm sort of an amateur church historian. You know, some of the mysteries are kind of hard to figure out, and I have just loved that Work in the Glory series. I just feel like I was right there with the prophet. I'm just so grateful for the Work in the Glory series. And so we have Work in the Glory, the Steed family, Ken and Barbie. Here would be Barbie, and here would be Work in the Glory Ken. And this is really important because it shows how hard it was, how hard the trek was, and how hard it was to accept the gospel and follow everyone clear across the country. And it comes complete with the first volume of The Work and the Glory, which is available at Barnes & Noble as well. But you can get it here at a discounted price for $14.95. Work and the Glory, $14.95. Barbie and Ken, $31.95. $14. Well, this next one's kind of sad. Let's see. Can you get her for me here? This would be special interest, Barbie. Just one look about says it all, doesn't it? Let's see. Now, anyone who's ever served as a bishop, all you guys out there, who served in any kind of pastoral function, knows how horrible that late-night phone call from a sinful ward member can be. And here is our latest installment in the Bishop I've Got a Problem series. This would be Flasher Barbie. And she's seeing Bishop Bill. Oh, help me, Bishop Bill. Oh, no, I don't want to hear about any more sins. Oh, no. Now, this complete set is only $37.95 and is item number 72314. 72314. And finally, as I've been trying to stress through this whole program, it is so important to accept different lifestyles. And we want to encourage and support all of you to find your inner selves, to find your inner child, to find out who you really are. And what better way to do that than to express your inner creativity? And what better way to demonstrate that with cross-dressing Ken? Ken was served a faithful mission. He comes complete with this cute little bag here that matches the ensemble. Ken served a faithful mission, but came home and found out that there was more to life than just suits and ties. So one day as he was ransacking through his mother's closet, lo and behold, here he is. Isn't this just special? Now, cross-dressing Ken is a really good toy for the kids to be able to learn how to understand the differences between individuals, and that this is nothing to make fun of or criticize, but it's fun just to play with. And Ken comes with a whole wardrobe of lovely evening wear and accessories, too. You know, it's really the accessories that make the outfit. Now, cross-dressing Ken is $42.95 because of all that wardrobe accessories that I told you about. And he's item 31279. And so I'll be expecting your calls. Now, this wraps up our line of the Barbies. And I am so grateful to have had your interest and get on the phone. I want to hear the phone ringing soon. We've got to get those calls in and get rid of the whole Barbie line. Thanks so much.
The following is a comedic segue. The performer that you have just seen will continue performing, but it will not be the Mormon Shopping Network anymore. This pause is to allow you time to digest the Shopping Network bit and prepare for the next bit. And now we bring you Becky Linford.
Last Mother's Day, as I was sitting in church, listening to all the wonderful tributes to women, I was very grateful that I had brought along Eloise Bell's Only When I Laugh. And I opened it up to the essay called The Meeting. And as I read this essay entitled The Meeting on Mother's Day, I found myself carried away by the Spirit to a wonderful parallel universe ward where things were just a little bit different. And when I had this vision, when I was carried away by the Spirit, I want to perform now for you what I witnessed in that spiritual visitation that I experienced. We welcome you to our ward conference. We're delighted also to celebrate Father's Day. What a treat it is to look out into the congregation and see all these handsome, manly men, all freshly shaven and in your Sunday suits and ties. Oh, you lovely men are a sight for sore women's eyes. I am Sister Rebecca S. By the Well, and I am conducting this meeting under the direction of our Sacred Relief Society President, Sister Eloise M. McBell. Now, we have quite a few announcements. First, that the brothers will be having their monthly home maintenance meeting this Tuesday evening. And as I understand it, there will be several workshops they will attend. Oh, one will be taught by our lovely, sweet brother Packer on becoming a more masculine you. And then you brothers will be treated to a real spiritual feast as well, as Sister Eliza Sessions Cook will discuss deconstruction and the role of man. Where does he fit in the eternal plan? Also, Sister Emma Knight Hales will lecture on three important men in the scriptures. You know, this sounds so good, I might have to show up for home maintenance. Now, sisters, the men's home maintenance meetings are very important for our guys to get out and mingle with one another. So if you could please arrange your work schedules to be home in time to babysit your own children, we'd really appreciate that, gals. And also, if some of you can't make it home in time, that's okay. Some of our little teen boys will be in the nursery for a service project. And we like to remind the beehives to have their mothers take them on their assigned routes to collect fast offerings next Sunday. Don't forget that. Speaking of the beehives, they're holding a fundraising drive for their super activity this summer. They'll be whitewater rafting down the Grand Canyon. Oh, the Maya Maids want you to know that they have enough chaperones for their trip to New York City and Washington, D.C. in July. So we appreciate all you sisters who've taken off work to share this important time with your women. Oh, I almost forgot. We need to have a woman accompany the young men on their outing planned for next month. They'll be going to Ted's Formal Wear, where the boys have arranged to try on tuxedos and dress suits. I think this is for their temple wedding merit badge, right, guys? Oh, that's just special. I love it when the boys are preparing for that eternal role. Now, the annual mother-son activity, the ever-popular Oedipus dinner dance, will be this Saturday night. Oh, I know those boys have put so much time and effort into decorating and cooking, and if any of you moms are unable to attend with your boys, please let us know, and we'll find a substitute mom for the little guys. Some of you have already heard about the newest member of the ward. Little Jennifer Jason Smoot was born last Tuesday to sister and brother Elizabeth Smoot. Oh, that's special. Could Sister Courtney Cox McConkie and her father come forward, please? I am so proud and pleased to award Sister McConkie her Young Woman Achievement Award. Sister McConkie is the 17-year-old president of the Laurel class and works directly with me in guiding and directing the Laurels in her class. I want to say here publicly how impressed and proud I am of her and her leadership abilities and the time and effort and prayer that she spends on the Laurels. Now, to earn this Young Women Award, Sister McConkie first organized an airlift of food, clothing, and medical supplies to war-torn Kosovo, personally gave first aid to some of the fleeing ethnic Albanians. I understand she was also able to help conduct negotiations by using her language facility with the French, German, and Italian negotiators in the UN there. Oh, you know, we've received lots of letters from both Serbs and ethnic Albanians thanking us for Sister Hinckley. Now, we know she comes from a great family and that our sweet dads are really the ones behind the scenes that make these achievement awards happen. So we want to give Brother McConkie this little carnation. Oh, and I just found out from our counselor up here that honor court thingy for the scouts, something that the scouts do, was scheduled for this week has been indefinitely postponed. I think some of our sweet priests were going to receive their eagle, which I understand is supposed to be a lot like the Young Woman Achievement Award, you know. We want to tell you about one of the projects that one of our priest chose for his award. He made up a set of Barbie and Ken action figures to look like characters from the popular Work in the Glory series. That's very worthy pursuit. Well, we'll have our ward clerk send off your little award thingies in the mail to you, young brethren, okay? Now, I'd like to spend the rest of my time here discussing a matter which our beloved prophetess, Sister Emma Eliza Lucy Richards, has instructed us to cover with the youth, especially with you young sisters. We expect all worthy young women to serve a mission. Now, I know some of you young men out there are also anxious to go on a mission, but if you're not married by the time you're 21, and if you don't have any prospects of imminent marriage, then, well, we'll consider it. But the young men's main purpose in life is to find an eternal companion, a valiant sister who has served an honorable mission, and who will take him first to the temple and then on to eternal life. Now, a young man's first and greatest responsibility is to prepare for fatherhood, which is a partnership with Heavenly Mother in bringing the spirits of women on earth. Now, I'd like the boys in the audience to think about their influence on our young women in the ward. Are you supportive of the sisters and their responsibility to preach the gospel and administer the ordinances of exaltation? Do your actions and dress help our young women stay worthy? Now, I know you boys sometimes don't realize how easy it is to distract the young women, especially when you wear immodest clothing like tight jeans or improper athletic support wear. I know none of you want to be the cause of any sister's unworthiness to serve a mission. Use this time to prepare for marriage by learning skills like yard work, garage organization, and tool maintenance. Now, as women, you young sisters have the glorious responsibility of preaching the gospel, administering the kingdom, indeed, of the salvation of the souls of women. I'm so proud of the gals in our ward who've been preparing since primary to serve missions, saving their money, doing well in their schoolwork, learning and mastering the scriptures. I also want to discourage you young women not to get too serious with the boys before your missions. We know they're cute and they're so special to us, but now is not the time. Now is the time for you to prepare for your missionary service. I'd like to share with you some experiences I had as a missionary almost 20 years ago. I was serving as an assistant to President Lucinda Rich Evans in the Russia-St. Petersburg mission when our dear President Evans received a revelation about the nuclear meltdown that was to occur in Chernobyl. She also foretold the fall of communism. Later, we baptized Raisa Gorbachev, and we taught Boris Yeltsin and challenged him to baptism, but he just couldn't quite get over that word of wisdom problem that he's got. Our president also foresaw the construction of that great new building for our general conferences up on North Temple, the Supernacle. She truly was visionary. You know, the leadership positions I was able to serve in during my mission have helped me throughout my temporal career as well as in my callings and offices in the church. You know, a mission truly is the best 2 years of a young woman's life. Now, at the close of this special Father's Day meeting, we will sing all four verses of Oh My Mother. You know, I love that song, especially today, because how blessed we are to live in this dispensation, to know through revelation and through this one song of the existence of a Heavenly Father. After the prayer, we have a special token of appreciation for all the fathers in the ward. And remember, even those of you brethren who are not blessed to be fathers in this lifetime, please know that our Heavenly Mother will give you this wonderful blessing of fatherhood in the next life. Now, as you know, we have a renowned vascular surgeon in our ward, Dr. Emily Parsons Hatch, and she has arranged to give a 6-month sample of Viagra to all of our wonderful brethren in the ward. This is to help us celebrate Father's Day. I would encourage us all to go right home and enjoy this day of honoring and appreciating manliness and virility as well as fatherhood. And I leave you thus.
Becky Linford, ladies and gentlemen, Becky Linford. I'm going to take your advice with this because, this is amazing. Now I'm stuck here. Barbie. Oh, it's not Barbie that's the problem. It would appear. Pardon me, this might be immodest. Oh, goodness, that's not Velcro. That's... Hang on, let's...
This is as unprofessional as it gets. You are watching it happen. I got it! Oh, there's more. Okay, we're out. We're free. We're out. This is wonderful.
I'm not... Jeff Hagen. Hagen? Does anybody... I mean, I know that there's some people that are disappointed that he's not here because they came for him. Hagen. He's not here. You're no Jeff Hagen. Do you have something funny you'd like to do? A Mormon-themed limerick? Well, if you have anything, let me know, because this is a... Because they've got the audience lit as much as we are, which is comedy gold right there. People want to laugh with a light shining on them. So, Sherry! You're the... she said she was going to give me a flashlight to attempt to change the dynamic of the room a bit. All right, turn off the lights. Let's see if this works. All right, I'm not going to move too much. I'm going to stay right about here. Where's the light switch? Can we get any... This is a major convention center. Oh, hi, Albert. Hi. Wow, now it's a disco. But not for Lola. Okay, wow, how's this? Does this work? Wow, I feel like a professional comic. Hi. In case you don't mind, my name's Matt Workman. And I'm going to hell. Because, as I announced earlier, those we're going to say, ah! You hate me, don't you, Albert? Is there like a motion sensor? If I like move, will the? Okay, this is all on the fly. This is the excitement of live performance. You get to see things like this happen. Okay, but now I'm 30, which I said that earlier. Those of you that came in late, because it's a Mormon event, so you're supposed to. I'm 30, and I'm single, and so that because I'm a guy, that means I'm going to hell now. But I can't. I don't. When married people kind of give me a rash these days. Like I know that there's probably a lot of married people here. Right? Like show of hands or what? Like how many married people are there right now? Okay, probably the majority of people here are married, and I'm sure you're good people. You know, but there's some annoying things. That, it's like married people, they like if you're single and other people are married, they like want you to get married too, and they like pester you about getting married at like it's like Amway or something like that. Like there's a bonus that they'll get if they sign you up, whatever. It's not a toaster. I think I know what it is. Washer dryer. Because that's what married people want is a washer and dryer. Before they're married, they'll want, like, normal people stuff. Like, I don't know, you know, just what normal, like, maybe a toaster, perhaps. But as soon as they get married, bang, it's the washer-dryer. You go to married people's houses, and they're like, one day we're going to get a washer-dryer. And we're going to be happy when we get the washer-dryer. But, you know, so I don't get it. But a married people, okay, here's why married people are evil. We're going to do a little math equation right now. Yeah, you no. I'm not going to include you in this. Okay, I'm going to go with you two right here. You in the green. You there. This is a math quiz, so get your mathematics thinking going. Okay, the three of us, the two. What's your name, by the way? Carla. Rachel. All right, Carla, Rachel, and myself are going on a road trip. We get a tank of gas. We're filling up. It comes out to $15. How much do each of us pay? $5 each. No, you're good. Okay, but now we're going to change it a little bit. The three of us on a road trip, it costs $15. You and I are married. Now how much does everybody pay? How much does Rachel pay? You pay $7.50. Have you been on a road trip with married people? They'll do this. There's three of you in the car. If it comes out to $15, you go, that'll be $7.50. Like, what? Well, you know, two families are on a trip. Same people, same amount of gas, same car, but because they're married, you're out like another. They're paying $3.75 a pop, you're paying $7.50. That's why married people are bad, because they like want you to like fund their marriage. You know? I mean, forget the marriage tax penalty. I mean, I think there should be a tax, like, if you really, really, really need to get married. I'm talking like $1 million is what it should cost. And that money should be used to throw a party for the rest of us single people every month. You know, those of us that thought otherwise, you know, I mean, I think it'd be a wonderful, wonderful time for the single people, which is not, speaking of having a party for single people, this isn't a joke as much as an observation. Did you know that at like singles awards in California, they have married chaperones at our dances? My ward is like 25 to 30 year olds, basically. I mean, there are people that own their own companies, there are executives in the entertainment industry, but if they go to a dance, they get some 22 year old married couple to chaperone you. They do. This is true. I have no joke. That's just what they actually do. I don't know what else to say about it, other than that's kind of warped. Wow. Breathe in, breathe out. It'll get better. Okay, I'm back. Okay, I sort of blew this one, because in November I had about a week before the elections had the idea that I should run for president, getting a little ahead of myself. Not run for president, run for Congress, because there's an open seat in Venice, which is where I live, like the open seat. So I figured it was time to run for Congress, and I had the platform already, Because, like, personal lives are really, really important now. Sexual dalliance is not to be. So I figured, I've never served in any sort of civic or elected function ever, but this much I can promise you. For the last 30 years, I have never, ever had sex. And I promise you, my constituents, that if I'm elected, I will continue not to have sex while I am in office. So you'll know that there will be no problems at all. It's just, you know, because people are worried about that now. But there's the power of the incumbency. You know, like, once you're in, you could be there a long time. And I don't think that's fair to me or anyone else to ask me to go my whole life. So the second election would be kind of a referendum on getting me some action. Like, just say, hey guys, what do you think? I've been good. What do you say? For the next 2 years, how about some? But I promise you, the electorate, if I'm elected, if I do have any sex, I will tell you every single time. I will tell you everything that I did. I will have a press conference or, like, the mailer, like the congressional mailer would, like, read, like, penthouse letters or something like that. I'm on this. This is going to work. And then, so naturally, people are going to want, I mean, from there to the Senate, you can, you know, the rest of the state is going to want this mailer pretty soon. You know, the mailer wouldn't be, like, you couldn't sell this mailer at, like, a 7-Eleven in Utah County. This is what this mailer would be like. But it's mailed free to my constituents. Okay, so then it's on to the Senate, statewide office, and then from there, White House. That's where I'm not old enough to be in the White House yet. I mean, was 35, is it? Yeah, I have to be 35 to be president. I'm not 35, so that's why I'm dealing with all this congressional crap, because I need to wait my turn. Because then a single 35-year-old president of the United States, this is like mood lighting, like that people are excited about. I feel like I should be doing, oh, you were leaning against the light switch, weren't you, ma'am? You, right there. You knocked all the atmosphere out of this room. Did you know that? I'm all right. Well, sorry. Well, now it looks like the Star Wars trash compactor in here again, doesn't it? Any second, these walls are going to move. It's like, No, okay. Well, new lighting it is. No, it's okay. Come on up front. He wants you to come up. Go for it. It's okay. There's ample seat. Well, but you wanted to come up front. Are you guys married people? You're all in the same club anyway. But, okay. So,
I'm in the White House.
All right. Single guy in the White House. You can... Wow. Like, I could have a press conference and say, the president is very lonely today. And I think I can't concentrate on, like, foreign policy or the problems of the working poor or whatever, because I'm a little pent up right now. But I think if Liz Hurley could pay a visit to the White House, we can get right back on with the business of our nation. And then what's she going to do? Like, the whole rest of the nation is going, come on, Liz, go to the White House. Our country needs you. And again, the press conference afterwards, my fellow Americans, I have succeeded. And the whole nation will have succeeded in a way. Because, you know, so that, so I want to be president. One moment, I need to consult some notes here. This is also tremendously unprofessional. But I was noticing things coming in here that I thought, oh, okay. This is not a joke, Ian. This is just an observation, something that I saw. Just a little did you know about Utah. Foothill Boulevard, the Adopt a Highway thing, have you seen this? There's a section of highway that is adopted by the Utah pagan community. This is absolutely true. This is absolutely true. Utah pagan community. So, you know, say what you want about
who or what they're worshiping. Their civic hygiene is right up there. Oh, this is important. It's important here. Like, how many people here are from Utah? Like, well, oh, okay, that like live here now, not from. I understand a lot of you leave. Some of you leave. Okay, that live here right now. Are you aware that you're free to leave? No, I'm serious. Because I understand why Utah's here. I was raised in, like, Palmyra, and this will come up later. Remember that. I was raised in Palmyra. They used to burn the homes down and kill you if you were Mormon. So they came to Utah. Well, but it's okay now. It's totally okay. Think of me as the dove that was, like, thrown from the ark and that came back. I'm here to tell you, it's all right. We were raised right in New York. Not a single member of my family was, like, tarred or feathered. No death threats. Our home, though quite flammable, was never burnt down. We had a great time, actually. So but I understand, you know, maybe you don't know that here. So you ought to go back through, like, your genealogy or whatever and find out where you came from. You know, your family came from Switzerland or Boston or whatever. You're free to go back there. It's gorgeous back there, actually. They got trees and bagels and cheesecake that is, like, good. And they get the movies earlier, everything. It is great out there. So keep that in mind. This is edutainment is what this is, you know. We're entertaining as we're informing. Okay. This is not a joke. This is just an idea, this next thing here. I was on the BYU campus yesterday for, like, the first time in about 4 years, and I was appalled by this the Wilkinson Center. Have you been to that new Wilkinson Center? I don't have a joke about the Wilkinson Center, except that it's a train wreck there now. It feels kind of like a hospital. But I had this idea while I was there, and maybe we'll workshop this together later on. I think what BYU needs is, like, Mardi Gras. Like, sometime about 2 weeks ahead of finals, like Mardi Gras, where it's like all rules are suspended for a week. You can just, you're automatically forgiven for whatever it is you did. You don't have to confess anything. I mean, just all the rules are off. You can do whatever. I mean, they'll even serve, like, caffeinated Coke at the Cougar Eat. Everything is legal for, like, 7 days. Anyway, I don't have a further joke with that. I just think it'd be really fun to walk around campus when that happened. So, there. See if there's anything else. Have you guys checked out the elk heads out there? This is, all right, the world record elk tour is in this building. I saw, like, these guys with, like, the hats and the belt buckles. I'm like, I don't think they're coming to Sunstone. But they turned this other way, and there's this big glossy sign with, like, a truck and a trailer that said Eastman's Sporting Guy or whatever. And it says, the world record elk tour is here. And they don't have all of the elks, just they're, like, from here on of the elk. They couldn't fit all the elk in the trailer, I guess. So they just brought that part. And there's like a dozen. No, this isn't a joke. This is, like, real. It's funny because it's true. They have elk heads, and they have all kinds of stuff there, and it's a world record thing. So if deconstructing the life of Ammon from the age of, like, 4 to 7 doesn't appeal to you in the next hour, check out the elk heads. They're the world record elk heads. And they have Great American Gourmet Beef Jerky as well. Great American Gourmet Beef Jerky, free samples are down there. So that's just as a little program minder for those of you looking for a break from churchy things. As if this isn't, this is pretty ecclesiastical. This is very uplifting for you, I'm sure. Okay, well, I'm sure that is all the time that we've been allotted. There's, like, people, like, standing outside going, are they going to stop doing what they're doing now? are they through being spiritually uplifted? So I'll go. Thank you very much for your time and attention. Thank you to Becky Linford, who's she looks like a Relief Society president, but she's subversive. That is beautiful. That is wonderful. Thank you for coming, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks.
Our chair is still looking for a parking space.